Test 62, Section 3, Question 10. And here we get another flaw. It's saying what's wrong with it. And the journalist says, Europa Moon of Jupiter is covered with ice, a lot of ice on Europa. Data recently transmitted by a spacecraft strongly suggests that there are oceans of liquid water deep under the ice. So there's a lot of liquid water under the ice. Life as we know it could evolve only in the presence of liquid water. So in order to have life, you have to have water. Hence, it is likely that at least primitive life has evolved on Europa. So therefore, there's primitive life there. And this is just essentially a bad if then. We know that if you have life, you have to have water, but that doesn't mean if you have water, you will have life. Saying if A then B, therefore, since we have B, we probably had A, when it could be that 90% of the time when you have water, you don't get life, but all the time when you have life, you have water. So it's just saying if life, then water, not water, life. So that's the thing. So A, takes for granted that if a condition would be necessary for the evolution of life as we know it, then such life could not have evolved anywhere that this condition does not hold. First off, that's a really confusing sentence, but that's not actually a flaw. If something is necessary for the evolution of life, then you can't have life evolve without it. So that's actually not a flaw. B, fails to adequately address the possibility that there are conditions necessary for the evolution of life in addition to the presence of liquid water. Maybe, because we do know that water is necessary, but it could be that there's other things. So I said, let's hold on to that. Takes for granted that life is likely to be present on Europa if, but only if, life evolved on Europa. Well, it's not whether it's present versus evolved. It's whether or not the water is saying it evolved. Overlooks the possibility that there could be unfamiliar forms of life that have evolved without the presence of liquid water. Well, that's not really the problem because we really aren't concerned with that. And if anything, that would strengthen the idea that there might be life there. So, takes for granted that no conditions on Europa other than supposed presence of liquid water could have accounted for the data transmitted. Well, it's really not taking for granted that no conditions could have accounted for the data transmitted. It is, saying that suggests that there's liquid oceans, so it doesn't have to prove that there wasn't anything else that could possibly have done it. And so we go back to B, and yeah, that's our problem. The argument does show that one of the criteria necessary for life is there, but it doesn't address whether there are things that are also needed, and so B is our best response.